Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord our God has so many wonderful things to say to his people. He loves you. And when people stand before the Lord, they will have knowledge that he had their back. He loved them. Even when they didn't love him, even when they ran the other way, the Lord loves you and he values your life. He's got to come back. If this broadcast airs and the rapture have already happened, he had to come back on time to keep his word. The time is now. The time is so sudden and soon. These are days I wonder, will I sleep? Will I get to sleep in my own bed again? Or will I be raptured to heaven? The Lord loves his people. There's no reason for him to leave his people who love him here. And he wants his people to be with him in paradise. But first, they have to believe on Jesus Christ. And they have to not operate according to the world system. See, when you know better, you got to do better. Nobody really has to tell people that. People already understand that the more you know, the more it's going to be required. I run into people who didn't put off getting saved because they said, I had a man tell me, the more you know, and if you do wrong, you'll be beaten with more stripes. And that's true. But why be beaten with any stripes? Why not just follow God? You won't be judged. If you judge yourself, you won't be judged. It's high time to turn loose of the negative worldly ways. They will kill you. They will harden your heart against God. They will harden your heart against life. They will cause the ways of the world will cause you to betray the people you love the most. The Lord got rid of sin. He chose the light and he rejected the darkness. We got to do the same thing. When you choose Jesus, you chose the light. Don't try to hold on to the darkness. And that's reasonable to choose the light and reject the darkness. The evil ways of the world is what I'm saying. Light represents truth and honesty and love. Darkness represents deceit and lies and debauchery, fraudulent things. When you do things, when people choose the evil way in their life, when they do things that God said don't do, then corrupt things start happening. You don't just sin and everything's fine. You put something in motion in God's earth and it will continue to mount up. But if you do the blessed things, then blessings mount up on your life and you cause a pattern of good works to happen. When you love people and treat people right and do right and you live a pattern of good works, then your little cousins and brothers and friends, your little brother, and when you teach them the right way, they grow up in God's way of life. Especially when the young people in your life look up to you, don't do the corrupt things. Don't shack up. Get married. Don't let them see you shacking up. They're thinking that they're processed that it's okay and it's not. Everything that's not okay with God is not okay for you. It's not okay. It would interrupt the harmony of life. Now politicians saying a man can marry a man. They forgot about God. They forgot the face of God. They don't think about him. And then you got many people, they don't want God in their thinking anymore. And that's not good. The backbone of our community is the local church that follows Jesus. And I went to a church. I was blessed to be at a church in Bessemer. I went to a funeral Saturday. And I heard some of the best singing. You could tell the people. See, when there's a good pastor, you have people that want to do right because it's right, not because they're going to be blessed. every time, you know, I'm looking at a church right now while I'm doing this broadcast. And when people come together in the name of the Lord and they love His ways and His word, they give their young people an advantage. People will have a chance to see what happens when a man really loves his wife and what happens when a wife really loves her husband. It gives the children stability. Now, this world will challenge every marriage. Every marriage is challenged by the world system, by Satan. Satan don't want people to know God anymore. So he always attacks the home, the marriage. That's why you have to love God and walk in His way in order to prove that He's wrong. When we exemplify God's word, when we live the example of God's word, we give people hope that God will be with them. And people who are wise and walk in love, then they give their people, and not just young people, but all people, hope that you can have the same life. God loves us. You know, listen to this. This is Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." If you live according to the fruit of the Spirit, you love people genuinely, not fake love. You really love people. Joy. You have joy on the inside. It's a gift from God. And the more you learn God's ways and follow Him, your joy can be full. Peace. When you have peace with God, you have fellowship with Him. It's more blessed than anything. That's how you follow God. Follow the peace. Not just what you desire. Don't follow desires. Follow the peace of God. Peace is not worldly. People in the world don't have peace. They're either happy or sad. They don't have peace because they didn't make Jesus Christ their Lord. That goes for everybody. And nowadays, politically, people want to say, well, what about other religions? They don't have peace. Peace only comes through Jesus Christ. Everybody in the world who don't believe on Jesus Christ as their Savior, they don't have peace and they don't know what peace is. When you get saved and you believe on Jesus Christ, that's the only way to know peace. The only other reference you can have is from when you was a child. They're in the kingdom of God. But even a child, the peace of a child don't compare with the peace of a Christian that loves God. And then there's long-suffering, to help people when they need you the most, when they're not at their best state of mind, and you're married to them, or you're helping them, or your children are having problems. You're long-suffering. You don't give up on your loved ones. That's what long-suffering is. When they're going through a tough time, you help them. You do what's wise. You do what God put in your heart to do. You're long-suffering. You don't get emotional behind every faulty word they speak. And you don't take things as personal when you're long-suffering. Gentleness and goodness. And then faith. You steadily take God at His word no matter what you see. These are the fruits of the Spirit. Meekness. You're powerful, but you don't fight people. You don't provoke people just because you're stronger or have the advantage. And then temperance. You choose your words with wisdom. You don't retaliate. You're not fast to retaliate. That's what temperance is. When people lose their temper, then they explode. They speak foul words. They operate according to the worldly way. And the enemy is trying to get people in their worst state so that they'll speak harsh words, so because it leaves an evil pattern in the lives of the people that they care about. People get divorced over words that were spoken in the heat of the moment. But the fruit of the Spirit that is called temperance will help you to not speak the wrong things that will cause a division in your friendships, your marriage, and with even with your children. There are siblings that don't speak anymore because somebody spoke in the heat of the moment and they were incited by Satan to do it. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com, and they are free. And you go on there, you can download it to your phone. When you click on the audio page, this year's broadcast are on the audio 4 page. And anything you heard in the past that you want to go back and get from the year 2015, it's on the radio. And in the year 2012 and down is also on livingletterministries.com. But that website is stuck like it was back in 2012. But it's got old broadcast on it. But the new livingletters.com is 2015 and present. Now, let your friends know, newlivingletters.com, and everything is free. When you click on the date that the radio broadcast, it will download it to your phone. You have to go and find it in your download section. Now, I want to back up also in Galatians chapter 5. It says, verse 18, "But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these." These are the things, these are what I call the no-nos. Don't do this, because they'll cause you to go back in the world and your name will be erased out of God's book of life. "The works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery." Adultery is when a man sleeps with another man's wife, or another man's wife sleeps with another woman's husband. When you have sexual relationships with married people, that you're not married to, that's adultery. All right. The other one, fornication. That's when people who are not married practice sexual acts. Even the lust of the eye, when you lust after a person, that's fornication too. Even if you don't touch them. Uncleanness. Lasciviousness. You know, uncleanness, having evil thoughts and not doing anything about them. Any act of unclean, it's not talking about being dirty or clean. These are spiritual sins. These are sins. Now, these are works of the flesh that will kill you, that will cause you to exit the kingdom of God. These things are not popular. So many preachers have stopped talking about it because the day is here that people don't want to hear sound doctrine. And even that was prophesied about. But you're going to have to follow God if you want to go to heaven. If you're not interested in going to heaven, you do what you want. But there are Christian people that think that they can get away with these. You can't. Don't try it. It's not going to work. I'm reading from the Word of God that don't lie. He said, "These are the works of the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness." That's when you try to make sin legal. Idolatry. That's when you worship other gods instead of God. You can even worship your own thoughts. You can put your thoughts ahead of God's. You can put other people's opinions over God's word. That's idolatry too. In the old days, they used to make idols. They used to make dolls and worship them, made of gold and wood. And then witchcraft. When you wish evil on people, when you try to cast a spell on people, just like they say in the books and in TV, a witch is real. They are Satan. That's Satan's diversion. people are believing Satan to do harm to other people or use other people. They do cast spells on people, and people do die because of witchcraft is real. Angels protect the Christians, and demons do the bidding of people that want to be a witch. But see, God put Satan under our feet. If you take your authority, a witch can't bother you, and you can rebuke the evil works of darkness. Hatred. A lot of people, Christian people, have gotten into hatred, variance, emulations, and wrath and strife. Having strife in your heart, unforgiveness. All these things, they work against the life of God in you. I'm going to read verse 20 again. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, fighting, is reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Isn't that plain enough? When you follow God and you take him at his word, you will live. If you do these things, even though you got saved, even though you were washed in the blood, if you do these things and don't turn from it, but keep doing these things, and y'all, you do it and don't ever repent, you won't make heaven. If you've done some of these things after you were a Christian, go back and make things right with God and walk in his peace. When you do these things, you stop walking in peace. When the Holy Spirit try to get you to repent, you feel convicted. God only do that to his children. You need to repent. And then your fellowship will be restored. And then you need to make things right with people you did wrong. If you spoke in anger, go back and make it right. Now, when people speak things in anger, in the heat of the moment, sometimes they go and regret it. But the damage is done. Satan will now use your words to drive your friend away from you. And people make decisions based on the words you spoke. The children, if you speak too many negative words to your children will disconnect from you. If you say the wrong thing to your spouse, your sister, your brother, it can cause, they don't forget it. Now it'll take a miracle sometimes. If you really want the relationship restored, and some people do, they know they said harsh things and they wish they could take it back. Ask the Lord to help you make things right with the people you love and care about. It'll make the world a difference. We all have said things we should not have said to people. And maybe forgotten about it, but the enemy, he don't forget, and he will try to use your words against you. He hates unity. He hates people that love each other. He hates for people to love each other. He hates Christianity because it's life. You can be anything you want. You can be of any religion you want. You can do whatever you want in Satan's kingdom. He don't have rules. He just hates Jesus. Satan's only commandment is don't speak Jesus' name. You can do whatever else you want to do. Don't deal with Jesus. And Satan will act like he's satisfied with you. But when you die, he'll call you a fool for listening to him. He will betray you. People that's in witchcraft, he's going to destroy them forever. He hates people because he hates God. He's not your friend. And the world system is not your friend either. But if you trust it as a friend, you're deceived or rebellious. And one day you're going to regret every evil choice you ever made, because it has sabotaged the only life you had. The reason people are hurt is so that Satan can gain an advantage against them. Satan will do things to hurt you on purpose to gain an advantage, to distract you from following God. And then he'll blame and accuse God for the trouble you face and the trouble you have. But it's not God's will. You are made with a high purpose, an intended purpose from God. And the first step of finding that purpose is fellowship with God. Follow the peace. Be saved through Jesus Christ. Do what Satan hates the most. And follow God. Don't just get saved and stay in neutral. You can't fight Satan that way. Get saved and get to know the Lord. Now, Daniel said something very important. He said, they that do know their Lord will be strong and do exploits. But being saved through Jesus Christ, that's the only way to be saved. And then getting to know the Lord. Read his word. Fill your heart with his word. Don't make the mistake of just reading the word one time and learning of it and put the book down and acting like it's not a normal book. The word of God is spiritually discerned. It's the word of God. The word of God gives your life strength and power. And it will fortify your heart. It will make you strong. Sometimes I read the same chapter again and again so I'll have strength. When I read it, it strengthens my heart. I have to minister a lot, so I listen. Everybody that know me, they know that I listen to the word a lot. And I listen to the word a lot so I can do the word. I'm not listening to the word just to learn it. I'm feeding my spirit. That's how you kill depression. That's how you kill evil desires. Your body can be attracted to evil. If you don't renew your mind can host evil thoughts. Your heart don't want it anymore. That's the main core of you. If you believed on Jesus, your heart wants to do right. Some people are in the habit of doing wrong. Now, Paul talks about this in Romans chapter 7. But chapter 8 is the solution, life in the Spirit. In other words, to make things simple, if you go around trying not to sin all day, that's going to aggravate you. I'm just being honest with you. The easy way to do it is receive God's word. Believe it. Hear him out. Study the word and receive it as truth. And you'll have power to do what's right. If you try to go around making sure you don't sin all day, that's aggravating. That's an aggravating way to live. God didn't ask you to do it that way. He said, learn of me. And you'll solve that problem. If you take time and hear his word, you'll learn of him. And if you learn of him, you'll have power and strength. And you'll begin to appreciate the living things of God, and you'll go forward and not backwards. You'll be able to see things from another, greater point of view. If you believed on Jesus, don't think you're in danger of going to hell. If you did anything you know of that's wrong, just ask the Lord to forgive you and repent of it. Don't go back and do it anymore. Find the word in that area and study it. And you'll be able to kill the wrong things, the wrong desires. Go to church. Church is a good place to go. People at church are not perfect, but they are a blessing. All of them. When you go to church, as long as it's a good church that loves God. Some churches don't love God. I'm sad to say that, but there are churches out there that love God. They may not know everything, and they may not be able to do everything. Some churches don't teach healing, but they teach salvation. And they will help you stay on the right track. And if you really want to grow in an area that they don't, that they can't help you with, you're not limited. You can seek the Lord yourself. You can ask the Lord your questions. The Holy Spirit will teach you personally. And you can help other people learn what you've learned. But the church is like a hospital. If you're sick, you go to the hospital. If you're trying to conquer the world, you go to church. If you feel good and strong and you say, well, I'm all right, I don't need to go to church, that's a lie. The enemy is always up to something. When you take yourself to church and you hear the word, you may hear the same message again and again, but remember, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. Some things you hear, you may not receive fast enough. You have to keep hearing it. Well, once you receive it, it can become faith in your life. So it's important to do the living things if you want your life to be like it should be. We all share the responsibility of doing the living things of life. Don't do the dead things. God will give you power to kill all the dead works of the flesh, of the mind. When you get saved, you've done the living thing that's required for your spirit man. And you continue to do living things by studying the Word of God, hearing the Word of God, hearing anointed men and women to preach the Word of God, teach the Word of God, being around people that love God will help you, will supply you, will bless you in every way of life. And it'll help you kill the darkness. That's very important. Because the Lord's return is so soon, so sudden, so good. And it's time now to learn His ways and repent. I want to see God's people live and go forward and do the things that make life wonderful. Every relationship you have, if you receive the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, every relationship you have can be enhanced. It can be made better. You can say the living things that will help people go forward. And you can do the things that will be a blessing to people. God loves you, and your life is worth God being involved in it. The only way you're going to live and succeed in this life is to take the Lord at His word, hear Him out, and be blessed by Him. I love you, and God loves you, and His return is so soon, so sudden. These are days you're going to have to trust God. And those who go in the rapture, your problems are over. Those who are left here after the rapture, don't take the mark. And don't trust the one world government. There's going to be a political leader that's going to take over the whole, most of the known civilized world. Don't trust him, and don't trust the false prophet that's going to make people believe him. And don't take the mark. Life is going to be very tough for you. But you're going to have to trust God now. And you're going to have to get all the information you can and receive it. Those who are left here after the rapture, they're going to have to put their trust in the Lord. This is something that everybody has to do. Put your trust in the Lord and His word. Do the living things. And the Lord will help you go forward. In the book of Kings, I think it was the second book of Kings. I have to find it. Next broadcast, I'll speak on this more. But the prophet Elisha and his servant evaded the king of Syria. And the king of Syria said, who is the spy for the king, for the king of Israel. And one of his men said, "Nobody, Lord, but there's a prophet that's telling the king what you're thinking in your bedchamber." Now, the reason I brought this up, when the days get heavy, when the government is killing Christian people, when it happens, and it will, God will give you wisdom, and you're going to have to draw near to the Lord, and you're going to have to really get to know him, and then you're going to have to do whatever he say do. He may tell you where to go to evade the soldiers. He may give you wisdom to evade your enemy, and you'll have to obey him. But whatever happens, don't take the mark. Those who take the mark will not enter the kingdom of God. They will not go to heaven. They sold their soul to Satan. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. And he will continue to move in your life and in and throughout it. In these days, you can't believe things you see. You got to take God at his word only. Whatever you see, you see. But you got to believe God.